As always, I'm your main host, Shannon. Joining me this week is my co-host, my mud. Say what's up to the peoples.
No blood, no bone, no ash. No blood, no bone, no ash.
Oh, no ash. All right, that's the only time I'm ever going to join you on some shit like that. This week, wondering what the hell's going on. Like, did y'all join a cult? No, we did not join a cult.
We joined a gang member.
Basically. So this week, we are reviewing K.
Hey.
That's the whole title, just K. Pain
sometimes
in the ass.
They call it K Project. Sometimes.
Yeah. K Project, K Kings, and shit like that.
Oh, wow.
let's get to the question of the week before we dive into our main topic. The question of the week, this one, I got this one off TikTok. It was, I can't remember the TikToker that I stitched. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Oh, my.
See if I can look on my real quick. Like, oh my god.
Oh my god.
I'm being, that's a little too damn extra. Cappy Tance. Yeah, Cappy, CAPITANCE, over on TikTok. So shout out to him for this wonderful idea. And it's a very simple premise, and as a Dragon Ball Z fan, I really enjoyed thinking about this.
Okay.
In Dragon Ball Z, in the Namek Saga, the key for Goku transforming into Super Saiyan was when Frieza popped back up after they thought they put him down, and he kills Krillin. Okay?
Okay.
Everybody remembers this scene. He literally hits him with this little ball of light, uses his finger, sends him up to the sky, crushes him with his hand, and just explodes. That triggered Goku going Super Saiyan. How different do you think the series would have gone if it was Gohan instead of Krillin?
Gohan, huh? All right. Before we think about that, between Goku and Gohan, the power scale, which one is far superior?
Which point in the story?
Before that whole thing? Before the Super Saiyan.
So on Namek?
Yeah.
On Namek, Goku far exceeds Gohan.
How much?
Magnitudes. Gohan is similar. He's stronger than Krillin, but weaker than Piccolo.
Okay. If they both turn into Super Saiyan, that specific Super Saiyan, I guess. Will the power skill getting closer or equal?
No. So Super Saiyan is a multiplier.
Yes.
So it's like the Kaioken. So it's only multiplies what you are. It does not add to it. So what I mean by that is that if Goku is a 10, Gohan is a 5, and all Super right. Saiyan gives you a multiplier of 5, Goku is now 15, Gohan is 25. He would still not reach his father's level. He would need to have a base level that is close to his father's in order for Super Saiyan to help him reach his father, or he would need to be on par with him. He would need to be on par with him to reach his father's level.
So Gohan uses Spirit Bomb, right?
Gohan cannot use a Spirit Bomb. Only primary attack is a Kamehameha and a Masenkoha.
So if Gohan turned into that Super Saiyan state in that scene, I don't think the anime will go that far as of now. Mm-mm. I think so. Maybe.
You misheard the question.
All right.
It's not, what if Gohan went Super Saiyan? It's, what if Frieza killed Gohan instead of Krillin?
Oh, okay, got it. I think Goku will just go into the Black Goku.
You think he turned into Goku Black?
Yes.
Okay, so the original person who posted the video had kind of a similar idea where we would see a more ruthless Goku, possibly an evil Goku.
Yes.
I disagreed. I thought absolutely we're getting a more... Let me explain. I think we absolutely would get a more ruthless Goku. Goku was putting Frieza down 100%. No cut you in half and then let you float off into space. No. Body on the spot. Dead. Okay? No toying. Yeah. Nothing. Just unbridled rage and destruction. I think he might even like reach Broly's intensity. Okay? Now, beyond this, we go into the Android saga. Goku is still fucking ruthless. Mm-hmm. He is shredding the androids, okay? When he finally gets into the fight, he is shredding the androids. No questions asked. He's destroying Cell. No questions asked. He's not even going to train Gohan for the Cell games. He's not even going to propose the Cell games. He's just going to body Cell, period. The trick comes when we get to the Buu saga and we get to Babidi. When we get to Babidi, I think Goku is going to approach Babidi for power, and we're going to see Goku start to turn evil. At the last minute, we're going to get help from an unlikely source, Vegeta.
Hmm.
I think Vegeta would talk Goku down from that evil ledge because Vegeta has been there. Vegeta saw everything he had destroyed. His planet, his dad, everybody. He then had his whole life of evil and just destroying people. Then he found something more to his life in Bulma and Trunks. That opened him up to compassion and love. So Vegeta would be the only person who could talk Goku down from that ledge. Wouldn't be Master Roshi, wouldn't be Chi-Chi, wouldn't be Korin, wouldn't be Krillin. Would have to be Vegeta. And I think we would get a Goku who is no longer going toward the evil in the world, but would no longer fight for fun, but only to win and to ensure that everyone else is safe. So that's how I think it would play out.
That is a happy ending. I think it won't go a happy ending route. I think Goku will go berserk in the Black Goku mode and the show will end. He will destroy everything. The dragon and the gods and stuff. Nobody can stop him at that point.
No one can stop him, but you also have to remember, all Krillin has to do is remind him that they have Dragon Balls to bring everyone back.
Yeah.
And Goku would realize, I just need to get back and revive him. But I think the initial shock, he would go berserk, 100%. Yeah.
Berserk, man. He will destroy a planet, maybe.
Who knows, right? I can see it being him who destroys Namek instead of Frieza.
Yeah. That is an interesting take. So if you guys have any other idea that what will happen if suddenly Gohan, who died in that scene, let us know about it. We would like to hear from you guys.
With that done,
yeah,
let's get to the main topic.
Let's go.
Let's go. So the main topic for this week, once again, is Pei. Synopsis for this show is going to come from MindAmulets.net. Goes like this. Kings are individuals who have been bestowed with incredible supernatural powers and granted the ability to recruit others into their clans. Protecting the lives and honor of their clansmen is an integral part of the king's duty. After a video depicting the heinous murder of a Red Klansman spreads virally, the unassuming student Yashiro Isana is accused of homicide. Now, a manhunt is underway for his head, bringing him into contact with the infamous Black Dog, Kuro Yatogami, a skilled swordsman and martial artist determined to follow the wishes of his late master, the Seventh King. Meanwhile, the current Red King, Mikoto Su, faces his own imminent demise as the search for Yashiro narrows. But during Yashiro's struggle to prove his innocence, a greater conspiracy is unraveling behind the scenes. Clouds begin to appear in his memory, and close friends start to question his very existence. What began as a simple murder is now leading towards a full-blown war between kings, with the very fate of the world at stake. That's the synopsis for K from MindAmulets.net. Let's hit scores and slogans.
All right, so for me, this is going to be a 7, maybe a 7.5. And my slogan for it is, curiosity can kill a cat.
Okay. I'm rating the show a 3.
Oof.
And my slogan.
Woo!
My slogan.
A 3.
Is how do you fumble so bad? So bad.
Wow. This is far worse than Inukai-san's dog.
It was. I wasn't expecting it to be, but it was.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. I didn't expect that at all. Wow. Wow. All right. Okay. Let's talk about it. So, synopsis?
I just did the synopsis.
No, slogan, slogan.
I did my slogan. My slogan was literally like, how do you fumble this so bad?
Oh, that is your slogan. Oh, I think
that's my slogan. That's all you get. That's the slogan.
That is the slogan. Okay, all right.
AKA, I made this anime and all I got was this lousy shirt.
Okay. What is wrong about the show, man?
Where do we start?
I don't know. I think the animation is good.
The animation is the only reason this show got a fucking 3.
Wow. There you go. Ready to be canceled. Ready to be canceled, man.
I don't care. Cancel me. I don't care. I'm going to speak my mind. I'm going to speak the truth. This show is terrible.
Why?
How? Okay. Too convoluted. You literally start the show off with a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I killed this guy. That right. wasn't me. We have to solve this mystery. Then that mystery leads to another mystery. Wait, maybe I did kill that guy. Where's my memories? Which leads us to another mystery. Hey, I stole your body and I killed the guy. Well, who the fuck are you? We're 4 fucking mysteries into this show. Okay? And none of it makes sense. Because the way the show plays out, and spoiler alert, like you didn't already know, the show is nothing but fucking spoilers. The way this shit plays out is I need character names. Yashiro. You got Yashiro, who is just this random kid who doesn't have a lunch, who mooches off everybody else's food, but everybody seems to like the kid. Cool. Then you go from that to, hey, everyone hunting him down while he's just walking the streets of the fucking city. Why? Because then you figure out, oh, well, he might have killed a dude. Cool. And he claims to be the 7th king. The white king. Okay, what the fuck is a king?
The colorless king.
Sorry, the colorless king. Thank you. The colorless king. We go from that to the black dog, who isn't attached to a king, trying to kill him. They become friends. Yeah. And then we establish that. And then once he clears his name, by having the other girl say, yeah, I was with you that night, I remember. Well, then I couldn't have been there. Because it takes at least an hour and a half to get from here to there. Mm-hmm. So then you're like, okay, are there 2 of this dude? Did somebody frame him? Someone messed with the video? No. We then find out that he doesn't have memories. And the cat bitch can alter people's perception. So she's been fucking with everybody's head to say that, hey, he is y'all friend. But you don't know him. And now he doesn't exist because I stopped using my powers on people. Come to find out that he got body swapped with another dude who was the Silver King, but the Silver King was also the colorless king. No, it was the White King. The Silver King got body swapped with the White King, and the White King is supposed to be the colorless king. This shit is stupid.
No, I think
it's overly complicated.
You just don't understand what's going on in the show.
Because it's overly complicated. I watched this show with nothing else going on to make sure I could understand it when I started to get confused. But literally, in the beginning, the dude who is supposed to be Yashiro proclaims himself the 7th king, the colorless king.
Yes.
Right? Then we find out that the colorless king took the body of the Silver King. Right?
No, after that. In
no,
the
no, no.
age
I'm saying later. I'm saying later, later, later. I'm not saying right after. I'm just saying eventually. We find out that the Silver King got attacked by the dude claiming to be the Colorless King.
Yes.
But then, at some random point, he stops calling himself the Colorless King and starts calling himself the White King.
Yeah.
I had to go and rewatch this to make sure I wasn't tripping.
You watched this in English dub, right?
I watched it in an English dub.
Yeah. There's no mention of White King anywhere in the show at all.
No, no, no. There absolutely is. There absolutely is. Because of the fact when they first describe the kings in when he's saying there's seven kings, they proclaim that there is a white king.
No, there wasn't.
Yes, there was.
Maybe a bad translation or maybe a bad English dub.
That still doesn't solve the problem of the stupidity of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because the overly complicated nature of one, no description on what makes a king, on how you become a king, on who makes people kings. None of that is covered. None of it.
Yeah, they just show like an experiment. And that's
right.
It.
They showed the experiment where he discovered this energy type.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, kings are popping up fucking everywhere. But it doesn't make sense because the main character, I'm calling him Yashiro right now because that's what he was called throughout the whole fucking show.
Yes.
Yashiro hates everything that came about from this energy source because it took his sister. He went into seclusion for 500 years and someone just started making kings?
Yeah, because there's an assistant there. The Gold King is his assistant.
Right. The Gold King is the second king. I get that. But they never establish who makes kings. Who made kings? How do you become a king? None of it is discussed. None of it.
To be fair, it will be explored.
Don't you say season two.
Season two and a movie. Season two and a movie.
No, 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 no. This is the problem with animes.
Yes.
This is the problem with storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot create something and then say, hey, this is a major component of the thing, but then don't explain where the fuck it comes from. When you have a character that says, I discovered this energy source, I'm the only one who knows how it works. They specifically said, the dude who became the Gold King when he was just lieutenant, he said, I don't understand none of that shit.
Yeah, because the first king is the one who discovered it and utilized
it. So we know the Gold King can't make people kings because he doesn't understand the shit.
Yep.
And we know the Silver King didn't make kings because he went into seclusion for 500 years.
Mm-hmm.
So where did they come from?
The lab, I guess.
Nothing. You can't say the lab. Everything is gone. The only person who could run the experiment was the Silver King.
Yeah. And
but we put that aside.
Yeah.
What are the powers of a king?
I mean, the king is not the original king. There have been like several generations of kings before this.
Not entirely.
Yeah, not
the
entirely.
Kings that have existed. The Blue King is on number 4. Mm-hmm. The Red King is on number 3. And there's only been one gold and one silver. And the white is on number 7. Or
that is colorless
on
one.
Seven,
yeah,
colorless. Whichever it may be. Hold on. I need to find that dude's name.
That's why Kuro was like all alone because the past king had passed away. And somebody has become a king, a new king.
Right. I understand that. But again... Yeah. No explanation on how kings come about.
Yeah, they will explain it later on.
You don't know. That is to no end. Because you are making this, if you're making the show right now, you haven't explained what are the powers of a king. You haven't explained the purpose of kings. like nothing. You just dove in head first. It was like, we got kings over here. We got red kings. We got blue kings. We got white kings. We got colorless kings. And just expect people to be like, okay. That's it.
That's it.
That's not enough. That is not enough. That's not anywhere near enough.
I mean, to because be fair, they concluded the whole show in second season. And they explained everything after that. We really need to watch the whole thing to really understand the whole premise of the show.
Not a snowball's chance in hell am I watching any more of the show. Not a snowball's chance in hell.
Yeah, yeah, for you, no, maybe, but I... This is a second watch for me. I watched this when it was first released 12 years ago. And I have the opportunity to watch the movie back in 2014. Be one of the first when it was first premiere. It wasn't first released in Japan. To be honest with you, it was released in Malaysia and four other countries. The movie at least. And then I watched the second season, and yeah, the whole thing was concluded in the second season. I think this is a good show. I don't find myself to be confused in the first season. Maybe because this is a second watch for me, maybe, probably, I don't know. But I understand everything about the show so far, even though like what you said was legit. We don't understand how King was nominated or how the King were passed on to a different one. Like the third King, the Red King, died, right? So who is the next successor? We don't know that yet. That will be on the movie. They continue that on the movie.
That just pisses me off.
That
just pisses me off. I should not have to watch another season in a movie to understand shit that you said in season one. If it is not the ultimate mystery of your show, I should not have to watch multiple seasons in a movie to understand something that is intrinsic to your show.
I mean, we get little by little. I mean, this is how they do things back then. They don't spell things out for us like they do
No. You cannot say they just didn't spell things out for us back in the day. We have both been watching anime for more than a quarter century, sir.
Yeah, probably.
We have both been watching anime for a very long time. It is not spelling things out for you to not tell someone a vital component of your world. And I say this not just as an anime fan, but also as a writer. You cannot say, hey, this person has a shit ton of power. Cool. What's their powers? Well, I don't want to just spoon feed it to you.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
In a visual media, probably, how it works. Because they probably have planned everything out. And from my perspective,
you realize that
they already finished the whole premise of the show, and they explained stuff to the audience pretty well, and the whole show was pretty well received, in my opinion.
Absolutely not, sir. Absolutely, for you to say they explained things pretty well, when I ask you, what are the powers of a king?
I just don't want to spoil everything to you, man.
No. We're not playing that game. Because I'm not watching this shit again. I'm not watching any more of this shit.
Not so just you, but to the audience, too.
Spoiler alert. Shit that should have been explained in season one. What are the powers of a king?
It's a psychic power involving like a science... not experiment, but science phenomenon that they discover.
That is not telling me what the powers of a king are. That is telling me what is a king. What are the powers of a king. Because so far, I seen a motherfucker that controls fire. I seen a motherfucker that controls blue fire that can create a giant shield above his head to stop things in midair. Acceleration, potentially. And that's about it.
Gravity.
Oh, I'm sorry. And levitation.
Gravity manipulation, yeah.
So, we have not established, do kings have different powers based upon their king color? What are the powers of each king color? We can't say yes because they never tell us.
The only because one that has a unique power is the colorless king. It always changes.
Right. The colorless king changes every time.
Yeah.
The silver king has gravity manipulation.
Yeah.
That's all we know. The red kings possibly have something to do with fire.
Right.
We don't really know. We've seen some dudes use fire. We've seen some motherfuckers use red energy. Yeah. We've seen the leader of the Red Kings light cigarettes. You can technically do that with electricity. So please tell me, what are the powers of the Red King? The Blue King creates a giant fucking shield or stops time or for these four objects. Or it could have been gravity manipulation. We don't fucking know. This is my problem with not explaining anything. I don't know what none of y'all can do. The only one that they give a definitive definition for is the colorless king and the silver king. And it's only this particular colorless king. Because why? Because it's the main premise of a goddamn show. I stole his body. Okay, fine. Well, now you stole his body, so we know you can body swap. Well, I can float for some unknown reason that no one's really talking about. I just decided I could do it in the last, like, two episodes. Great. Cool.
Cool.
Fantastic. Now, we'll move past the bullshit, flawed-ass storyline. Let's talk about the action. Line.
You just don't understand the power system, man.
No. Power system is one thing. Mm. The power system is one thing, okay? The rest of the story is overly complicated for no reason. You should not go from mystery to mystery to mystery to mystery. It should be mystery to solution, but hey, here's this thing that I need to follow to continue the story. Follow that conclusion. What's this thing over here? It's the basic premise of any type of show that has an overarching storyline and a smaller storyline within. This show just tried to do, well, the smaller storyline to get us through the first three episodes is just a part of the larger storyline to get us to the next six episodes, which is part of the larger storyline to get us to nine episodes, which is part of the final storyline to get us to the full 12 episodes.
Yeah. They choose to do the interconnecting thing, the mystery.
That's not interconnecting. That's not interconnecting. Interconnecting is what we normally see with, hey, this somebody is trying to kill me. Cool.
Yeah.
Shenanigans, shenanigans, shenanigans. I found the motherfucker who tried to kill me.
Yeah.
Cool. That issue is resolved. Why was he trying to kill me? Well, he had this weird business card in his pocket. You've now ended Act 1. Have your connection point and beginning of Act 2. That is interconnecting. What they did with this show is literally just said, I'm not going to solve this issue. I'm just going to make it part of the bigger storyline and just keep linking shit over and over again. Because the I didn't kill the guy was never resolved as someone took my body. It was never resolved as someone framed me. It was I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him. But wait, my memories are complete. Did I actually kill him? So you haven't concluded that part of the story. You just hit the pause button and transferred the issue to what is wrong with my memories and did I actually kill the guy?
Yeah.
So you've kept the same problem from Act 1, carried it on to Act 2, and added another problem.
Yeah, they added another layer to that.
Yes, yeah. That's bad storytelling. There's no
make the character development for Nico over there.
You don't need to do that to give you the character development for Neko. That wasn't required at all.
I mean, if they want to make the character be useful and be somewhat legit to the whole story, then they should, I guess. They could.
Here's how it should have gone. And mind you, everyone's like, you're not the writer, you're just bitching. This is my opinion on how, this is all fucking opinion. That's what the fucking podcast is, opinion.
Yeah.
My opinion on how this story should have played out to make it a bit more coherent would have been, did I kill the guy or was I framed? That's act one. Nothing there changes except the resolution. We establish the false memories, and the conclusion is I didn't kill anyone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we establish that I didn't kill anyone. We go into act two. The Reds still want to kill me. The Blues still want to arrest me. So we haven't fixed the problem with them, but we haven't inflicted any false memories into the story, okay? Neko Girl saves my ass with her powers in Act 2. That establishes her usefulness to the story. We get to Act 3, and then we're like, well, we need to get up to the Blip. The Silver King dies. Okay, cool. Act 4 is when my memories come back into play. You realize that everything I thought I knew the entire time isn't valid. And now I need to solve that as sole thing in Act 4. Because this whole I can jump bodies thing, and hold up, another thing. The whole thing where he jumped through a fucking phone? This is the problem. I keep recalling shit that pissed me off that didn't make any sense. His ability works by looking someone in the eye. Am I wrong?
Nope.
I'm wrong.
No, you are not wrong.
Or am I right?
You're right.
Okay, how the fuck did he try to take over the Red King from a prison cell over a phone call?
It is hard to explain.
It's hard to explain. No, they don't explain it, and they actively contradict it. Because if that was the case, anytime he wanted to take over somebody's body and they went, oh no, eyes closed, he could have jumped in their goddamn ear.
Yeah.
The story is flawed. Okay? I'm sorry to break it to you. I know you gave it a 7. The story is flawed. Moving on past the story.
It is not flawed. It's
flawed. You can't say it's not flawed when we just pointed out a complete contradiction that they put in. It's not even me assuming.
The whole story is not flawed. That one character, maybe the power of it, probably flawed.
No, I'm sorry. The story is flawed. The story is flawed
because
100%.
In my opinion, the way they told the story is the fastest way that, or maybe the biggest impact that they could have shown the audience with, like, layering the mystery over and over again, and then do a big reveal right at the end of the.
But it doesn't give a big reveal. It doesn't give you a big reveal because all you've been doing is stacking on top of one another. And by the time you get to the end, you just stacked another one on top of a full fucking stack. There's no reveal. It's just, here's a mystery, here's a mystery, here's a mystery, here's a mystery, here's a mystery. This mystery solution solved all of the previous mysteries. It's not a big reveal moment. It's not, oh my God, that's what happened. We didn't even get that far. They could have spent so much more time saying, hey, why do these random people keep jumping in and doing these things?
I think the moment we know about Neko's power is the big reveal over there. And
No. Neko was a reveal. Neko was a big reveal. When we say Neko, we're talking about the cat girl, right?
Yes.
The cat girl. Neko was a big reveal because, like, wait, where the fuck did this bitch come from? She was a cat? Cool. That was a big reveal. When we get to the colorless king, the seventh colorless king.
Yeah.
From now on, if I say colorless king, I'm talking about number seven. When we get to the colorless king showing up, it's not a big reveal moment. Because they haven't spent any time establishing, hey, this motherfucker's a threat. Or this one is behind this great secret. We didn't get that. Okay, so the way that they had the sniper on the roof trying to take out the lolly girl, Anna. When we saw that, that was, oh, the blues is over here trying to kill people. So it didn't establish why did that happen. It's the blues are fighting the reds, and the blue just tried to kill a red. When we got the one blonde-haired kid with the hoodie trying to stab the blue king, Reishi, we didn't see it as, wait, why did he do that? No, we saw it as a blue is trying to kill a red. There's no like underlying, like, why did that happen? It's blue trying to kill red. Blue trying to kill red. That's all it was. So no, when he shows before up, it's like, that, it was me.
Before that, there's a scene in the prison, right? The detention cell or something that the colorless king tried to take over the red king.
We tried to take over the red king. Right. Yeah. All that was, the fuck is that?
I mean, that moment we know that is the seventh king, in my opinion. That
no, we don't. The big reveal. No, we don't.
I do.
No, it's not. It is not. It is not a reveal moment, Mamats. It's not a reveal moment if they don't reveal anything. You can't say it's a reveal moment, but then it was also the big aha moment at the end of the series. Those are contradictory things. When you had the colorless king show up in the prison cell, try to take over the Red King, and then run away like a little bitch, all that said to us was, the fuck was that? Because he didn't call him a king. He didn't say what he was there to do. He didn't say he was responsible for any of the previous shit that happened. It was just, who is the fox face motherfucker that just showed up and tried to take over his body? Which I assume was taking over his body.
I mean, I do know that it is the Seven King, because maybe in the previous dialogue, they said that only the colorless king had a unique power.
It said the colorless king always has a unique ability.
Yeah.
It says always has a unique ability. The problem with proclaiming that as a king is the fact that it's not human. Every king is human. The only ones who don't look like humans are the, what did they call them?
Strain, like Neko.
Strains. Yeah. The strains, like Neko, are the only ones who don't have to appear human.
Yeah.
So that means, is that a strain? Or, in my opinion, in my case, the fuck was that? It doesn't say colorless king. It says, the fuck is that? Or, is that a new strain? And why are you introducing that at the end of the series?
Yeah, if you think that is a strain, maybe, like right at the end of the show, you will be like, they will do like a big reveal that is a color skin. That is when you will notice it, right?
No, that's still not a big reveal. Because at this point, we're like, strain, strain, strain. Oh no, that's colorless king. The fuck did you just say? It's more of a confusion thing than a, oh, that's what happened. No, it's the fuck is going on right now? And it's not in a good way. And again, because again, we only see this fool use his abilities three times prior to us knowing that's what it is. All in unimportant shit.
I mean, for me at least, the whole situation and the dialogue alluded to that thing is the colorless king. For me, at least.
So the other thing we need to remember, this is your second watch through.
Yeah, probably.
So how much of this are you remembering?
I remember. Like,
Okay.
I remember about the actual red first reaction. And I don't remember much of it after that.
We both know good and well that when it comes to anime, when you first watch it. Like, when you watch it and you think you've forgotten about the whole thing, small bits start coming back into your head as you're watching it.
Yeah, probably.
So, from purely, So from purely a first watch perspective, it's the fuck is going on right now? And it's not in a good way. Like, if you had the colorless king, because the colorless king, his whole thing is, I want to absorb the kings. I want to absorb the kings, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's his goal.
Yes.
It would have been way more impactful for him trying to do that, to infiltrate the Red King's organization, start having a whole bunch of his dudes start acting a goddamn fool. Infiltrate the Blue Kings, have a whole bunch of his dudes start acting a fool. And then at the end, when you're trying to understand why is everyone turning on each other, then you show him and you're like, oh, it's that dude. Then you realize that's your big reveal.
He's going big, man.
You can't say I'm going big, but then that doesn't lead to a big reveal. Because he didn't even go big. He tried to kill Anna as a no. Hear me out. He tried to kill Anna as a blue. Okay? Blues hate red. Mm. He tried to kill the blue leader as a red. Red hates blue. He tried to kill the Silver King as his friend. None of that is going big. Going before big that, is a head-on challenge.
In the
No, he did go big.
He did go big.
He did. You're right. He tried to go big by taking out the red leader. But that doesn't lead to your big reveal moment. Yes, when he tried to take over the red leader. Are you talking about when he took the Silver King?
Yes.
That is not a go big moment. It's not a go big moment.
It is.
Because the Silver King, to take the first King. Not. Right. He's alone.
Yeah.
Where's the threat?
It is not about the threat. He wants to be the most powerful one.
Right, but he doesn't even know what the Silver King's power is. All he knows is that he's immortal. So he wanted an immortal form. That's him being cautious, not going big. Going big is like, I want the biggest, baddest dude on the yard.
Hmm.
That's who I want to stomp out. That's going big. He went safe. He was trying to be careful. And that's what I mean about this show. It's like, there is a lot wrong with the story of the show. To where there's a thousand ways you could have did it and it would have been better or more impactful. This is a long time of me ranting about the fucking story. I keep trying to get away from it to talk about the other reasons I didn't like the show. The fight scenes.
I think it is okay.
The fight scenes are all fucking wasted. All of them are wasted.
Wasted, okay? Huh?
When we have wasted. The animation is beautiful.
Yes.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we get to the fights, it's like, we don't want to do shit. Because you had blow here, walk away. Blow here, walk away. When you had the Blue Kings versus the Red Kings, they all step up to one another. And the Red King gives up. Okay, fine, story reasons. Okay, I can get with that. Every other time you had a confrontation, a major confrontation, it never plays out in any kind of big way. There's no big fight. When you had all the Reds versus all the Blues, it didn't even look like any of them had powers. I just saw dudes swinging bats and dudes swinging swords.
They are just dancing, probably.
Okay. Exactly. And even then, it wasn't that impactful because it looked like they only had like six dudes on the field per person. But then you want to come in like the next scene, there's like 20 more dudes hanging out inside the office building.
This is the reason why this show is so big. Girls, I guess, fangirls.
Everybody's a part of a pretty boy. Everybody's fun pretty boy. Yeah. No surprises there. And then you have the damn near kissing scene between the Red and Blue King. Whatever. If that's what you want to make it, that's what you want to make it. I don't care. But
yes,
the show ain't romance. Good.
This is romance, man.
It's romance. We get to the final fight between the Red King and the Blue King. And that shit was weak as fuck. It was so weak.
You had White King, the Blue King doesn't want to fight him.
That's some bullshit.
He wants halfway through the fight. He wants to stop
him.
Really.
Halfway through the fight, he was getting into it. He was getting into it, and he even said so in the dialogue. He's like, "I couldn't stop you if I wanted to, so I guess I might as well enjoy myself. And he starts to get into the fight, which is fine. But the fight played out like garbage. And then when the Colorless and Silver King step in with the four swords of Damocles, which they never fucking explain, that whole
they
thing comes in.
They explain that.
No, they don't. No, they
it
don't.
It is a symbol
no,
for
they
a king.
Explain, it's a symbol of the king, but it's a representation of the king's current physical state.
Yeah.
That is fine. That is fine. It does not explain that why when a king overuses his power, and they don't explain how you overuse your power, when a king overuses his power, the sword falls. And they reference a crater no less than 10 times and never explain what the fuck it was. And if you tell me it's in season 2, I will jump through this fucking phone line the way that goddamn Colorless King did and slap you.
It is in the season 2, unfortunately.
Fuck that noise. You're not going to reference something so many times and be like, we'll tell you next time.
We'll tell you next time in next episode of Dragon Ball.
Exactly. All that does is fucking annoy me because, like, you making it seem like it's this great steak. It's this huge steak. I don't know what it is, so I don't care.
We are watching an anime, man. We are not watching a film, you know?
No,
of course, there is going to be like some other reveal in season 2.
Hold up. Do you want to know when doing something like that is okay?
Oh, yeah.
There is a cartoon called Milo Murphy's Law. Okay?
Milo.
It's on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Milo Murphy's Law. He is the great, 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 blah, 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 grandson of the first Murphy's Law. Murphy's Law states, so Murphy's Law is misstated and the actual statement. The actual statement is anything that can happen will happen. The misstatement that everyone uses is anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
Go wrong,
so
yeah.
All of these horrible things happen to Milo because of the fact that he has Murphy's Law in his DNA. So all kind of weird shenanigans happen. Throughout the, I think, 3 or 4 seasons of this show, they reference the llama incident. It's like, oh, yeah, llama incident. And that's it. It's a passing thing that is not important to the story at all. There are no stakes attached to the llama incident. It's just an inside joke between Milo and his friend. Then, in season 3 or 4, they actually tell you about the llama incident. And it is literally just a fan service episode of all the crazy shenanigans that could happen with fucking llamas. That's how you do something like that. You don't make it this huge, important part of your story that you withhold, but then you also try to make the person reading or watching feel like it is the ultimate stick. It is the ultimate bad thing that can happen. But I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know. They just call it a crater. I don't know if a city was wiped out. I don't know if a country was wiped out. I don't know if fucking it was radiation. It poisoned the fish. I don't know what the fuck happens with the goddamn crater incident. So I can't be like, okay, shit's about to get real. I can't feel that way because I have no idea about anything that has to do with it.
I think they do explain it in the dialogue, at least. It changes the topography of the whole.
Because it's a crater.
Yeah.
That's what a crater is.
Yes. Yeah.
A crater is a giant hole in the ground. You can't say it changes the topography. So let me get this straight. We're concerned that we will now have a divot in the ground. Is that right?
Yeah.
Probably. I'm not that concerned about that. I'm not concerned about that because I don't know how big the crater is.
Yeah.
It could be like Neon Genesis Evangelion, where it changes the entire... Shut up. You know I hate that fucking show, but at least when they explain the goddamn stakes of the first impact, I actually understood what the stakes were. When they said the first impact, that tells me, they show you, it changed all of Japan. Cool. I know the stakes. Crater incident.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You will know.
And when they're if about you continue to show with us, the show. When, no, 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 no. We're not doing that. Don't get to say, hey, you want to know about this thing that I teased you about all fucking season? Yeah. Watch season two. Fuck you. Just tell me about it so I have the stakes. Because you're going to make it seem like shit's going to fucking happen. And right before it fucking happens, you stab homeboy in the heart. But that, why did that fix the problem? Why? I don't know why it fixed the problem. Because I don't understand your goddamn power system.
Yes.
If you overuse your power, the sword of Damocles will fall. The sword of Damocles begins to fall. I stab you in the heart and the sword disappears. The fuck? Why? It was already falling. You've already surpassed the limits. The sword has fallen. Why does killing you automatically make it better? And they clearly state that if the sword falls, you don't die. They stated in the dialogue, if the sword falls, you don't die. What happens is, apparently somebody comes together and says, you no longer have the right to be a king.
Yeah. Because that is a symbol of a king.
Fuck! No, you can't say it's because it's the symbol to be a king. They can say you no longer have the symbol of a king. They said it will be determined that you do not have the right to be a king. Meaning that someone outside of you says you can't be a king no more and takes your power from you. Meaning you don't die when the sword falls. So how big is this crater? What are the stakes? I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. It's a mystery for later day.
And no. You can't do that. You can't say it's a mystery for another day when that mystery is the looming threat today. It is the whole reason that the Red King was in prison. It is the whole reason that the Blue King has to kill the Red King, who he obviously considers to be a friend of some kind.
Yeah, they are friends.
But you're going to, right, but you're going to wave that in front of our face as a stake that you have no intention of revealing what the stakes are, because we don't understand what that means. That's why I say this show is written badly.
That is the uncertainty they give to the audience for the audience to wait.
It's not an answer. No, that's not an answer. That's a cop out.
A cop out.
That is literally a cop out. If I say, hey, this character can stop time. How does he stop time? I'll tell you next season. Do you want to watch next season?
If I want to know about it, yes.
Okay. Well, let's run that scenario again. Let's run that scenario again. Run that scenario again. Okay. Episode one.
It was the one.
Meteor is falling to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Random kid steps up, stops time.
Okay.
That kid is your main fucking character.
Okay.
You pick up from the point where he stops time and you watch 13 episodes of them referencing, hey, you stop time. Hey, you stop time. Hey, you stop time. No one explains how he can stop time.
Will they reveal that in the latest season?
Good show.
Will they reveal it in the second season?
You are trying so hard to defend this show when you know it's not defendable. You are trying so hard.
For me, I don't mind the whole storyline. The way they presented to us, maybe because this is my second watch and I have watched everything about it. But for a first time watcher like Shannon, I understand what he is trying to say over there. But I don't know. Maybe some other people feel a different way about the show.
And that's fine. If people like bad writing all the time.
Wow.
One of the best selling books in history is, well, not in history. One of the best selling books is Twilight.
Oh. Okay.
The writing is fucking terrible.
Right.
The writing is terrible. No. Objectively, the writing is terrible.
Not subjectively.
The writing is terrible. Not subjectively. Objectively, the writing is terrible.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it simple. Just go on one point.
Mm.
If I describe a thing and then tell you that it's something else, does that make it the first thing?
Depending on some other factors, I guess.
Okay. Hear me out. You see that dude? He's big, hairy, looks kind of like a dog, transforms in the moonlight, and rips humans apart. That's a Gorgon.
It's a Gorgon.
That makes sense to you?
Yeah. I know what you are trying to get at, but
yeah. Yes, but does that make sense? Honestly.
If there's another story behind it, then probably.
What's the other story behind it?
I don't know.
You've
maybe...
taken an established thing, thrown away everything that makes it that thing, minus one trait. And you claim it to be the thing.
Yeah.
That's not how that shit works.
In our logical, like real life way of thinking, then probably in other world, probably
no,
something
what
else.
What other world? This is not the parallel universe issue, man. They're not referencing universe 617. In this reality, in mm-hmm. this universe, on yeah. this planet, yeah. there are a myriad of things that are called vampires.
Yeah.
They span multiple cultures. Not one of them has these bitches sparkling in the sunlight. Not a one. There is always something inhuman about them. There is nothing inhuman about these creatures. The vampires they portrayed are standard American, that's air quotes there,
air
European
quotes.
Vampire. There's air quotes because there is no American vampire, to my knowledge. The natives did not have that style of vampire. American being European vampire. Pale skin. They ditched their fangs.
Ditched their fang.
Drink blood. They don't have fangs. Oh. Speaking of the movie, not the book.
Okay.
And I will make that very clear. Cannot go out in sunlight. That is their sole weakness.
Okay.
Is they do not go out. They cannot go out in sunlight. They will die. You ditched everything but blood.
But blood.
That's not a vampire.
But
blood. So, I'm going to stop bitching about Twilight. Get back on the anime topics. So, out of all of that shit that I spoke on, that is why I gave this show a 3. The story makes no sense. You don't actually make your stakes clear as to what is, you don't make it clear what is at stake right now. Overly complicated plot for no good reason. And the fights don't actually give you any kind of satisfaction. The artwork was the best thing about this show.
The artwork, the animation style, the colors.
Yes.
It's
the
book.
All the visual elements of this show, that team, raw BC fucking Mo. Okay? Mm. Applause all around. The show was beautiful. That's why I wanted to watch this show.
That's the reason why.
I watched the animation. I gotta stop finding shit on TikTok. I saw the animation where the Red King jumps from the second floor balcony down to the floor in front of the Blue King, and that red fire spreads out everywhere. And then the Blue King unsheaths his sword and sends his blue flames, out to counteract it. I saw that shit, and I'm like, oh, it's about to go down. I need to see that shit. And
yeah,
I was thoroughly fucking, I was absolutely fucking wrong.
But
I could not have been more disappointed.
Girls enjoy this show.
That's fine.
When I to the cinema watching the movie, oh my god, the amount of fangirling in there, man. it's a different experience watching a movie with the fangirls, you know? Yeah.
if horny girls make you money, make your show money, do your thing. I'm not going to knock you, but I will judge you on the same criteria I judge every other show.
Mm.
And if this was any other show, I don't care what it is, I would be just as harsh. Yeah. I did not enjoy watching this show. It was a struggle for me to get through.
Okay.
And it was because the story made no sense. There was no stakes for me. I've already said everything. I'm beating a dead horse right now.
Okay.
So.
I mean, yeah, probably because of my second watch, I enjoyed the whole show. I finished the whole second season and the movie kind of deal. They concluded the whole show. I think the story is not bad, but it is not the greatest one. But the animation was superb, man. I enjoy the colors, the animation, the art style. And yeah, they done a great job on doing so. The story when they are layering the whole mystery thing over, that they are stacking the whole mystery thing, and they do like quote unquote a big reveal right at the end. I enjoy that part of the show as well. But later on in the movie and the second season, they changed the formula. Maybe somebody wasn't really enjoyed that aspect of the storytelling, probably. And that proves it, I guess. But overall, the first season I enjoyed. I'm glad I'm do a second watch for this one, and maybe I will continue watching the movie and the second season later on in my own time. Anyways, any other memorable scene in there, man?
No. Everything that could have been a memorable scene was spoiled.
Yeah, the battle, right?
Anything that was like gonna be like, that's awesome. I can't like, oh hell yeah. Oh, okay, no, that's a letdown.
They
like,
always
the big reveal stop. That could have been the ultimate villain was spoiled. Like it just, there were no memorable scenes for me.
Yeah, they always stop the battle with the guy facing each other and about to kiss.
Just about, or laying on top of one another, laying next to each other,
and yeah, all the fan girls are screaming towards the screen. Yes, I can see that picture. It is still fresh in my memory, man. For me, I enjoy Neko, the cat girl. It's always like a comedy relief for me. There's always something in the background that she does every time, and I enjoy that. That brings us to the favorite characters. The cat girl is my favorite characters in the show. For you, Shannon, anyone?
If I had to pick one, it'd be the black dog.
The butler, huh?
It's not a butler.
Yeah, Sebastian.
That's why he annoys me
the Black
so
Butler.
Much.
The Sebastian.
God.
Yeah. He looks just like the guy from the Black Butler, yeah. And girls are all over him, too. Okay. least favorite characters then, I guess.
Fabulous King.
Fabulous King.
Yeah. That character was just so boring to me.
Boring, annoying most of the time. Yeah, I agree. All right, I guess let's conclude the show. We have talked for far too long about the show. Again, and Shannon is ranting about the show.
That's because you were trying to egg me on. Don't even.
For 2 weeks in a row. At least he enjoys Newcastle's dog more than this one. Thank God.
No. There was no story there for me to hate on.
So, if you are a first time watcher, if you don't mind watching the whole thing, two seasons and a movie, then yeah, please go and watch them. Even though this show is like, even though the show is like 12 years old by now, it is still beautiful and well animated in my opinion. If this show were modernized or were released in this decade, I guess it will get like the same Demon Slayer treatment in any the animation part, in my opinion, and it will be far more beautiful than it already is. The show is okay, but Shannon say otherwise. But please give it a chance. It is entertaining at the very least. Last word about the show, Shannon.
Ignore everything he just said.
Wow. Simple and yet effective. Damn, it is super effective. All right. I guess that's it. That is the end of Shannon's rant on K. If you like what you heard here, please give us a like, give us a follow, and give us a rating on whatever platform that you listen this podcast on. So next week, it is my turn again. So for our Fang FM, I have decided for us to watch Hige Hero, or the English title for it is I Shave and I Brought High School Girl Back Home. Yeah, that is the title of it. It sounds weird, but I don't think that it is that. Hige Hero.
After being rejected, I shaved and took in a high school runaway.
Yeah, that is the alternate title for it. Yeah. So we'll see if the show is good or not. I don't know. Pick something at random again. So if you have any comment or suggestion regarding our show or any of our future show, you can always hit us up on the interweb. Where can people find us on the interweb, Shannon?
As always, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Shiitake Podcast. Or shoot us an email, shiitakepodcast@gmail.com.
All right, with that being said, let's end the podcast like usual. So the amount of romance is pretty high in there. For us boys, just sit the side and let the girl scream, I guess. And please don't die.
No time for old pie. Nothing good.
There
just
is.
Just act like it never existed.
Neko is a fan service.
Neko is not fan service. Okay, Neko is fan service.
Yeah. Neko is fan service. There you go. All right.
Even that couldn't help the show. That should tell you something.
Okay. Let's say it with me now, Shannon. Shiitake.
Shiitake.